This is Akashwani. The news read by Hageani. Top leaders from various political parties are making a final push to reach out to voters in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry as campaigning for the assembly elections in the two states and union territory is set to end tomorrow. Polling for 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Kerala and 30 seats in Puducherry will be held in a single phase on Thursday, that is April 9. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a massive public meeting at Barpeta in Assam this morning. Modi expressed confidence that the BJP will form the government in Assam for a third consecutive term. He accused the Congress of focusing on short-term political gains while the BJP pursues a long-term vision to achieve the goal of a Viksit Assam as part of a Viksit Bharat. Senior Congress leader and leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi addressed a public meeting at Laws Pet in Puducherry. Gandhi reaffirmed the Congress Party's commitment to grant full statehood to Puducherry. Meanwhile, filing of nomination is ending this evening for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal. Scrutiny of nominations will be taken up tomorrow. Candidates can withdraw their nomination by the 9th of this month. Polling for 234 seats in Tamil Nadu and 152 constituencies in the first phase in West Bengal will be held on the 23rd of this month. 142 seats will be covered in the second phase of polling in West Bengal on the 29th of this month. Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan administered oath to the newly elected members of Upper House today. Union Minister of State Ramdas Bandhu Athawale and senior NCP-SCP leader Sharad Chandra Pawar were among 19 newly elected members who took oath as member of the Rajya Sabha. Both leaders have been re-elected to the House from Maharashtra. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that providing best health facility to the soldiers of the country has been the topmost priority of the government. He said the soldiers serve the nation day and night in extreme weather conditions and in every situation. Singh made these remarks while addressing the Army Medical Corps Raising Day in New Delhi. The Supreme Court has directed the Central Bureau of Investigation to carry out a preliminary inquiry into certain allegations related to the allotment of public contracts in Arunachal Pradesh. The inquiry will cover contracts awarded between January 2015 and December 2025. The court has asked the CBI to submit its report within 16 weeks. Based on the findings, a decision will be taken on whether further investigation is required. The Apex Court has also directed the state government and concerned departments to extend full cooperation and provide all relevant records within 4 weeks. The Chief Secretary has been asked to appoint a nodal officer within 1 week to coordinate with the CBI. The matter was brought before the court through a petition raising concerns about the allotment of certain contracts. The Bharatiya Janata Party is celebrating its 47th Foundation Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other senior party leaders including Amit Shah and party president Nitin Naveen extended greetings to BJP workers on the occasion. In a video message, Modi said the party has established a new principle in Indian politics of nation first. He praised party workers for their selfless service, dedication and commitment to good governance and remembered the contributions of countless workers over the decades. On the occasion, Modi also remembered the founders of the BJP, including Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee, Deendayal Upadhyay, Nanaji Deshmukh, Khushabhau Thackeray, Atal Bihari Vajpayee, Dr. Lal Krishna Advani and Murli Manohar Joshi. Chairperson of the National Commission for Women Vijaya Rahatkar today said, India has strong laws to ensure the safety and dignity of women and advised every woman to exercise their rights under the law. Rahatkar was addressing a workshop on women-centric issues and empowerment initiative organized by Akashwani in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering, Director General of News Services Division of Akashwani, Dheeraj M. Kakadia said the workplace must remain safe and just with zero tolerance of exploitation. Iran has warned of more devastating retaliation if country's civilian targets are attacked again. The warning comes after U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to destroy Iran's power plants and bridges if it failed to meet his deadline tomorrow to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.